Who are your godparents gonna be for your kids, you think?
I'll probably spin a wheel.
On stream?
Yeah.
On stream.
I can't stream.
You can. They have Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Hey, times are changing, man. You can't be the same forever.
Tariffs?
Terrorists?
Tariffs.
Tariffs.
I always felt like, man, that's the coolest word. On Instagram, TikTok, you say, oh yeah, the best community, best squad on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't mean it.
You that's don't mean
what,
it?
That's just what you say. But then.
You didn't mean it the whole time?
No, I did not mean it. Roy!
Hello, welcome in to another Spicy Food Podcast. What's your daily question for me today? You always come in with a question.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
If you have a god kid, do they have different godparents? Is that the question you want to ask?
Yeah, well, if you have...
I literally just walk in, it's like, hey, man, well, I have a question for you.
I feel like when people are about to see me, they outside the door, they're like, okay. And then they come in, they're like, something's going to happen.
That's why I was late. I was downstairs just getting ready for you.
I was asking, if you have multiple kids,
okay,
do they each have different godparents?
I think so. At least what I have experienced.
Yeah.
You just designate. I mean, some people, I don't know. There's no rule for it.
Yeah, but
it's
nice
to have different people.
I think I would have different people because if something, God forbid, happened to me, I it's a lot to take on one kid.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have three kids and I have the same godparent, all three of them are going to, that's a lot. I wouldn't want to separate them, but it's a lot. Just you got to think about like what's going to happen.
And as a godparent, you feel a lot of responsibility.
How many godparents is you?
One, just one.
One. Okay. Okay.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's so good. I'm like, okay, all my focus is on you.
I don't even know who my godparents are.
Your godparents?
Do you know yours?
Oh, I have a lot.
What?
Because when I was like, I think like 3 weeks old, I got baptized.
Yeah.
And then all my parents just got a whole bunch of godparents in my little province in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And I have like at least 10.
I don't know. I
you know,
feel like,
one?
What? No.
Zero.
I feel like my mom is just like, oh yeah, they'll take you. It's okay, they'll take you. I'm like, who's they? Who? When? What?
I don't know. I also don't really know the role of a godparent. It's like a super uncle, I guess you can say.
I think it just falls on you if anything happens to the parents.
I get. Well, let's look it up. What's the role of a godparent?
Let's look it up.
You know, there's.
Are you supposed to like sneak in their window and take their teeth under their pillow? And is that you? Are you got dress up as Santa Claus?
What is a role of a godparent? Spiritual guidance, obviously, is God, and then parent mentorship and support. That's. You're supposed to like, guide them. You're like their sensei.
I would
out
like...
Of, like, all the people they chose,
yeah,
they chose you because they trust you.
Oh, well, man, that's even a higher compliment because they know if something happened to them, their kid would be guided through life by you, and they like how you have guided yourself and your morals and your beliefs.
It's
wow.
Like, hey, teach them, we like you. We want you to instill whatever your knowledge is to the kid.
Yeah.
I feel so important.
So is it like, is it one per person, per kid? One godparent?
You can do as many as you want.
Oh yeah, you said
like
10.
I said, I have 10.
Oh yeah, you have 10.
But I don't know any of them. So obviously they didn't instill anything on me. Come on, godparents, where you at? I mean, aside from like, actually I do have godparents.
Yeah?
I have some in Jersey. They gave me money like when I was young.
They're
like,
oh, what? They want to be my godparents too?
Huh?
They want to be my godparents too?
I can ask. Hey, I like Ninong.
Yeah.
Be his godparents.
Give him money.
Yeah, I'm sure you have godparents.
Maybe.
Call your mom.
Mom! Okay.
You call her. I want to know.
I'll call her. Yeah,
I'm
let's
pretty
see.
Sure. Like your parents, your mom's siblings aren't your godparents?
I guarantee she's going to say multiple people. She's going to list all these people and I'm going to be like, they don't even know.
Like TJ's parents, they're not your godparents?
I don't know. I don't know. My mom's going to be like, oh yeah, it's this person and this person and you'll be fine.
I'm pretty sure that's going to be the answer.
Let's see. Okay.
You have a cruise coming up,
yeah,
right?
I do.
Is that soon?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah. I haven't been on a cruise in so long.
Me too. Last cruise I went was with you.
What? I think that might be the last one I went to.
You went to Mexico.
Yeah.
From
that's
Miami.
We're doing the same one.
Oh, the same thing?
Yeah.
From Miami to
Cozumel? Puerto Rico, Bahamas, Mexico. I think, yeah, we're going through the Gulf of America.
Oh, wow.
That's so weird.
What?
Gulf of America?
Oh, wait, they renamed it?
I think so.
They renamed Gulf...
I feel like they renamed it. But like, it's only going to be the U.S. that it's like in our history books is U.S. Like other places, it's not going to change. It's a Gulf of America.
Yeah.
You think?
I want to move to Japan.
Let's go.
No, I low key thought about it.
Oh, I was streaming. I was FaceTiming people. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, five gifted. We Discord call. And like, we just talk on video. Yeah. And I talked to a Canadian girl. Let me tell you something. Hello?
He just started calling, bro.
I'm going to tell you after this.
Okay.
It's 1:20 over there. She should
have like at least four.
Hello.
Hello, mother.
Hello, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question, though. Do I have godparents?
Yes, you do.
Who?
How many?
Both of them?
Tito Mai, Tito Dali.
Everybody?
That's three.
Yes.
But they weren't there when I was born.
No.
Wait, I thought it's when you're like, when you get baptized.
No, that was Andrew. Never mind. Yeah, you don't.
I don't have any?
That's the wrong person.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to baptize you again if you want.
Well, I'm an adult now, so I'm
well,
like.
You can do it too until now. Who's laughing?
Oogie.
Oogie?
Yeah.
Who's Oogie?
He's a boogie. He's a dog. Well, Roy's here too, but he said he has like 10 godparents, and I was like, I don't know if I have any, but well, you don't need them when you're an adult, right?
He was in the Philippines, and we don't have any friends in Montana.
Okay, well, good to know.
But we're going to baptize you first.
Okay.
We have to change that. You need godparents.
That's what we're
going to
do.
Okay.
Okay, love you.
I love you too.
Miss you.
Miss you too. See you soon. See you soon on the cruise.
Okay.
Bye. Oh, 1 week, actually. Okay, bye.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Wait, when are you leaving?
On Saturday.
Next Saturday?
Yeah, the Saturday coming
22nd.
Up. 22nd. Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to be gone for like 9 days. And
oh, wow.
I can't stream.
You can. They have Wi-Fi.
No, I looked it up. They said that the Wi-Fi, you can buy Wi-Fi, but I've had some streamer friends that said that they went and it was horrible and it was so hard to keep like service, and then
it's okay. All you gotta do is communicate to your
your
followers,
them.
And
but I'm gonna vlog it, and then I'm gonna watch the vlogs with the stream. Yeah,
okay, that's smart. It'll be okay.
And then
don't feel bad.
I think I've been Canadians. Oh yeah. So I was talking to this Canadian girl, and she's like, "Hey, what's up from the 51st state?" And I was like, "Ha ha ha!" I was like, "Wait, is that what's going on with that?" Because I know our side. But what's going on the Canadian side? Like, that's not really happening, right? You're not, Canada's not becoming US, and they're like, we kind of might have to. And I was like, what?
Wait,
what?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't keep up with the news.
Me either,
so.
But they said that they were at like 25% tariffs. So
terrorists?
Tariffs.
Tariffs. What's the tariff?
So they pay for products. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I keep seeing, hearing different stuff, but they pay for products that come from America. So if we increase tariffs, then we have to pay more from other, like if we want products from other places, I don't know.
We have to pay more just because it's coming not from us.
This is what the Canadian lady said. She said, it's at 25% tariffs. And then in a few months, it's going to be 50% tariffs. Mm-hmm. And then in a few months after that, it's 75% tariffs. And they said, when it gets to that point, they're going to go bankrupt and they have to merge with America.
Whoa.
And they would be the 51st state, and they would be the largest state, I believe, unless Alaska is still bigger than Canada.
No, Alaska is not bigger than Canada.
Yeah, so they would be the...
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
So Canada is a state, will be a state.
Maybe.
They
said, I mean, from a Canadian, they said it looks like it could. It's likely to happen.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's
and then I was like, whoa, so we don't need a passport. You can just go there. And she's like, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I have cousins in Canada, so they're going to be... American?
I guess.
Living
that's what
in
I
the
said.
State of Canada?
That's what I said, yeah.
What?
So we're Californians living in America. So we're Californian Americans. They're going to be Canadian Americans, but they're Americans. But they just live in Canada.
Wait, we're Californian Americans?
Well, because that's what it would be like to them.
Got
yeah.
It, got it.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And you were technically a Montanian American.
Yes.
Oh, that's weird to think. Yeah. Hey, times are changing, man. It can't be the same forever.
I feel like a lot of people don't like that, mostly on the Canadian side. They don't want to be American because they're Canadian. They're like,
they're
Canadian.
They're nice.
Yeah, but
they're too nice to be Americans.
I think America doesn't mind. Or, I mean, we don't, we, it's not like, no, we don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But Canadians are nice. Except they say the N-word a lot, right? Because I saw Justin Bieber. I've seen so many Justin Bieber clips.
They do.
Saying the N-word.
I've known so many Canadians in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And you would be surprised at who drops that word like it's nothing. Because the culture environment they grew up in is not a big deal.
Mm, yeah.
But they don't understand that in America, it is a big deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, so to them, it's like saying bro.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I've seen, like, girls, guys, white, Asian, black, everybody.
You know what?
Everybody.
Other country does that a lot?
What?
India. They say it like
really?
Canadians do.
Just yeah.
Like, they say, like, what's up, bro?
Yeah.
Except just replace bro with the N-word.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I know. They just don't. It's just not a big deal in a lot of places.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, whoa. I had one friend that I was trying to be like, hey, you can't say that.
Mm.
Like, she was visiting California. I was like, you can't say that. And they're like, why? And I was like, because it's just, you just can't say that. I know it's fine wherever you grew up, but you can't say that here. It's just going to cause problems.
Yeah.
And then she was like, but it's like, we said it all through high school, all through middle school. Like, it's just like bro
to
them.
Really.
And so it took a while for her to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually she's like, oh, okay. Like, she realized, oh, this really isn't okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I've had a lot of friends like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In middle school, I got the N pass.
Really?
I was appointed the N pass.
Did you lose it? You have it still?
In middle school. Then I went to high school. I was scared.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
But the story was, I was in track and, you know.
You're
I was
fast.
A very fast boy. Because I have high arches, and apparently high arches, you run
they
very
spring
fast.
You, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then they're like, yo, this N word is fast. And then like five of my friends came up to me like, yo, you got the N pass. Like, oh, really? Really? So I can say it right now? And then I said it. They're
you
like,
you did?
Yeah.
And then
they're like, my N word. It was so good.
That was the one
dude,
time.
That was that was the peak of my life, man.
That's
that was amazing.
Crazy. Because I always felt like, man, that's the coolest word.
Hmm.
I know, like, the history of it is bad,
history
but
sucks.
The way that it's used now, there, it means brother, it means friend, it means, like, my guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dang it. They really took the worst word ever, made it the coolest word ever, and then said nobody else can say it.
I know.
And I'm like, dang it.
Everyone says it on Instagram, though. That's the most
I've
racist
I've never said it
ever.
Before.
You never.
The only time I've ever said it is when I'm rapping in my head, and I accidentally say it in my head,
yeah.
And then I still feel bad.
Yeah.
I didn't even say it, but in my head did it. I was like, dang it. No.
I haven't said it since middle school.
Dang.
I know.
I've never said it once.
Dang.
Nope. What? Not going to.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though.
That is crazy.
How's streaming going?
Stream is chill, man.
Yeah?
Get these gaming videos out.
Yeah.
Because it's really, like, before streaming, I would just film gaming videos.
Yeah.
And now I'll just do it live. It's the same thing.
Same thing, yeah.
I'm like, oh.
That's why when I was like, oh, JC's coming. We've been talking about streaming to the podcast,
yeah.
And then he really talked to us about it. But before he came, I was like, dude, you're gaming anyways. Why don't you just stream it?
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe how hard you went in on it. And then also, JC can't believe how hard I went in on it.
Oh,
he's
yeah?
like, damn. When I first started streaming, I rated him or something. And he was like, damn, I really just told this dude just said I'm going to start streaming. And then he really started doing it.
Yeah.
I'm on day 31.
31?
Today's my 31 day not missing a stream. And now I gotta go freaking cruise.
It's okay, dude. It's
yeah,
okay.
It's okay. It's
okay.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm just surprised. I've never I just never thought about streaming, and then all of a sudden, boom, 30 days in a row.
You and I have addictive personalities.
Yeah.
Like, once we like something and it's just like really we enjoy it, we just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Like, boxing for you was one.
Yeah.
YouTube, now streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, just keep doing it, bro.
Yeah, I'm trying to work my way up to Subathon, 24 hours.
24?
Yeah.
You can do it, bro.
Yeah, I think I could do it. I think it's just my first one. It's not a big deal. All streamers do it. And I've seen friends do it like multiple times already.
Have you reached the one month? You're about to, right?
I did already. Yesterday was my 30 days.
Did you see fluctuations with subscribers? Because sometimes
Did you?
Because I was listening to Colin and Samir. They did like an interview with Pokimane.
Yeah.
And she just talks about the volatility of like, subscribers,
yeah,
because sometimes they don't renew, especially if they're gifted.
Yeah,
they're just like, oh, okay, it's gifted anyway.
Yeah,
it's 3 months, so she gets at one point she was like super stressed.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it were like gifted, and then she like went super low one time and then super high. But then the subscribers forget.
Yeah.
For some reason she says Twitch subscribers really pay attention to their subscriber like payments.
Yeah.
More than like Netflix or whatever. Yeah. So they're more like inclined to like renew or cancel.
Yeah, it makes sense because like you're paying for a membership to somebody that is going to be on all the time. And if they're not, if they change their schedule, if they go out of town, they're like, oh, I paid a month and I only got 3 weeks out of the four. Yeah. So it's going to be, we'll see. But yeah, I got most of my subs are gifted.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, just let me know. Let's see.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, sometimes maybe if you, because you're entertaining, they're going to be like, oh, it's good. Let me just renew it.
You know, I asked something and you should definitely ask it for your freaking stream.
What?
It blew my mind. My mind was blown.
Mm. Well, what? What did you ask?
I don't remember what we're talking about. What was it? Okay. Oh, yeah, I asked something in the stream. How do you look up your, like, subs?
You can on your phone.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
The chat, yes. So when you talk to your, next time you get on, you stream Monday through Thursday, right?
I stream Mondays. I stream Mondays and then maybe Tuesdays, maybe Wednesdays, maybe Thursdays. It just depends, man.
It's a maybe. Okay, but when you get on, ask them, I said, hey, guys, like, they were gifting, and then I got all like sentimental, and I was like, oh my gosh, thank you guys, this is amazing, this is crazy, this is my first month, whatever. And then I was like, how long have you guys, I started FaceTiming people because like for the five gifted, and then I would ask them, how long have you been watching? They said, oh, 10 years. I would ask them, how long have you been watching? They said, 12 years, like 15 years. And I was like, hold on. So I asked straight the chat, I was like, guys, everybody in chat right now, do me a favor, type in the age you first watched me at, and then type in your age now.
Mm-hmm.
And
big difference, huge difference.
Like 100 responses came in, and all of them were 10 year difference. All of them. I was like, whoa, are you guys like my hardcore fans? They're like, yes, this is Twitch. This is what we found you. You told us about it on social media.
Yeah.
And we're here. We're your lifelong friends. And I was like, fans.
Crazy.
I was like, what? And the average age, what do you think the most age?
Five.
Between in a 5 year span, what do you think the 5 year span was?
The 5 year span,
like 20 and 25 or 15, 20?
20 to 25.
It was 25 to 30.
No way.
Well, yeah, because they're all they all grew up.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
assuming when you ask, they were guava people, so they'll probably be like in their like early 20s.
Yeah, 15, like 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just like, whoa. And the highest was 48 and the youngest was like 17.
Whoa.
Yeah. But I was like,
you're basically the homie.
Yeah,
I think. Here's watching the homie.
Yeah, the homie. You're the hunk. I'm the homie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, no freaking way.
Oh, I'm curious. I'll ask.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, first time chatters will come in, like, I used to watch you when I'm 6. And then they would answer the question that you just asked.
Yeah.
Now I'm 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool. And then you just see it back to back in the chat, like, whoa.
Yeah, I know, dude. On Thursday, I went to a museum. Bro, have you been to a kids' museum?
Just the one at Edison Johnson.
Dude, once you have a child or like a, you know, a godson or a kid, go to the museums here. It's so good. There's one over here. It's called like the Discovery Cube.
Yeah.
Anyways, going back to your point.
It's here?
Yeah, it's in Sylmar over here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But Pat was like, hey, man, you're going to get recognized here? I was like, I don't think I am, because all my fans are probably going to be the employees instead of the kids now.
Yeah, and is that how it was?
And I went in. I got noticed by an employee.
Oh!
I was like, whoa, I called it. But that 10 years ago, I would just go to Target and they're all kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so weird.
When I remember going to Disneyland with Fousey when we first started hanging out.
Yeah.
And we both got swarmed, but we were like 20 feet away, and his were all college kids and mine were all elementary kids and like middle school kids. And we just, at one point, we're just like surrounded taking pictures, and then we look at each other and just laugh. And we're like, ah, that's crazy.
Hey, now you're in Fousey's shoes now.
Yeah, now,
crazy,
it's,
man.
It's crazy, because we knew each other back then, but we weren't like, we didn't know a lot. We just started hanging out.
Yeah.
So we were just like, whoa. Oh,
time
dang.
Flies, man.
Yeah.
Time flies. You know what time flies? I actually asked ChatGPT this.
What?
Technology.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just so immersed, and then the time flies because you're just so dopamine or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're young, you had nothing, right?
Mm-mm.
You just kind of just do whatever.
Yeah.
And time goes slower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the days.
Does this make you sad?
What?
You're getting older?
No, but I do miss the, I mean, it's just, everybody says this, but as a kid, you don't realize how free you are.
Mm-hmm.
And how, like, you think it's everything's the end of the world because you're young and you don't know things, but then you freaking get older and you're like, man, you kids have it easy. Like, mm-hmm. A kid could go and punch a cop. And what's going to happen? Like a little 5-year-old, like, I'm a kid. Whoops. They can do anything, and they don't have responsibilities. They don't have to freaking wash their car. They don't have to mow the lawn. When you're a kid, I did.
Or do laundry, man. F laundry, bro.
What did you like to do as a kid, chores wise?
Clean the bathroom, bro.
I knew you did.
100%.
You look like a bathroom kid.
I am a bathroom kid. Clit.
You're a bathroom
kid. I'm a bathroom bro. Oh,
okay.
That was my one primary chore.
That was bestowed upon you, or you volunteered?
No, bestowed upon me.
And then you loved it.
I got tricked into it because my dad was like, hey, you wanna watch me clean the bathroom? He's like, okay, we should do this. I was like, you try. And then the week later, he's like, clean the bathroom. I'm like, oh.
But then you learned to love it.
I learned to love it.
There you go.
That's why I love bathrooms so much. I appreciate clean bathrooms.
I used to mow the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it because it felt like a workout to me because I was just a little kid. So yeah. It was a heavy lawnmower. I was like, I was like, oh, I'm going to mow the lawn. I'm going to get so strong. Maybe my dad tricked me too. Maybe he's like, hey, you know. Maybe. Because I did mow the lawn a lot. I think I just liked the pattern. Yeah. Like, I like going around and be like, okay, I got to do it exactly. I like looking at my work after and being like, oh, I did that.
Yeah. You ever watch lawn mowing videos on YouTube?
No. Oh, the really good ones?
Ooh, no, not even good ones. Just like lawn mowing like videos.
No.
Watch it. Watch it with your stream just one time.
I used to mow the lawn. I would always do half the lawn and then walk across the street and then look at the lawn and be like, dang.
Just watch one lawn mowing video. You would appreciate it.
But what if I get addicted? We have addictive personalities, we have addicts, man.
Yes.
No,
I mean, I don't think you will. You would just appreciate it.
Okay.
Because it'll just bring back the nostalgic thing. Like, I did that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that right now. That was good times. You know what I wish I had, though?
What?
Like when I was doing the chores?
Goggles.
No, close.
Face mask.
No, oh, close.
A smaller head.
No, music. I did it silently. I'm sure you didn't have music you like mowed the lawn too. That would have like.
When we were kids, there was no AirPods. They had the wires.
I didn't even have anything.
I don't even think we had.
We had zero music.
Yeah, we had the like little Walkman one.
I didn't even have that.
You didn't have anything?
No.
What?
So I wish we had. I wish we had music.
Dang.
In this season of love, we all have our unique love languages, but there's one love language we can all agree that we love, and it's sound.
Sound.
We love when we get complimented.
Yep.
I love you. See? Yeah, you have a nice smile.
I like it.
See? We like when we get complimented.
Yeah.
What better way to enjoy sound than to discover love's true pair?
Mm-hmm.
Raycons.
Raycons everyday earbuds are the perfect partner for the gym, for phone calls, offering premium quality audio.
That's right, Alex.
Wherever you go.
Absolutely.
I feel like the most I use Raycons everyday earbuds is at the boxing gym. I haven't been in a while, but when I did, and I'm not working with my coach, I would just zone out. I would immerse myself in sound and just hit the bag for like an hour and forget.
I use mine when I run.
Yeah.
All the time.
Oh, you have a marathon coming up.
I have plantar fasciitis.
And you have everyday Raycons earbuds.
I do.
Yeah, you do. You ready?
Nope. I'm just going to finish it. I was going to do it for time, but, you know.
Because you even...
Look, I have plantar fasciitis. Whoa. Like socks, dude. It's that bad.
I think you're faking it and you just cut the tips of your socks off.
The latest model of Raycon Everyday Earbuds has 32 hours of battery life. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
It also has multi-point connectivity, which you can connect two devices at the same time.
Hot dog.
So you could be running with Alexis and listening to the same exact song.
At the same time. That was nice.
That was nice. Good.
Speaking of battery, you know Raycon's quick charge function? You just got to charge for 10 minutes and you get 90 minutes of music,
that's
of sound.
That's actually pretty fast.
I know. Whoa. 10 minutes and then you get 90 minutes?
I wish my phone does that.
Raycon's quick charge function, man. Can't beat it.
Hey.
Raycon's everyday earbuds also come in vibrant colors that I've never seen in any other headphones.
Bro, don't you have a purple one?
I do.
That I've never seen that color.
I know. It's super purple.
You know, I got Moneta pair.
Yeah.
And she loves them. She does it while she's in Pilates. And yeah. It's just very calming.
She said that it's super comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about it the other day.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She said it just feels like nothing's there.
Like it's invisible. Lightweight.
It just feels, yeah, it's just lightweight. It just feels super comfortable for the price. And it's only half the price of other premium ones. Dude, that's crazy.
Now that you mention it, I don't feel it when it's my ear.
You have them in right now.
Shut up.
And they have a freaking 30-day happiness guarantee. No questions asked.
You don't like them, you send them back.
You say, give me back. And I give you back. They say, okay.
Give me my money back.
Yeah.
Which you don't have to. You'll love them. So if you want a pair, go to buyraycon.com/spicyfruit for 20% off site-wide.
That's right. You will get 20% off not only the headphones.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm about to use it again.
So make sure to go to buyraycon.com/spicyfruit. That is buyraycon.com/spicyfruit.
That's right.
I'm nervous about my subathon, man.
You'll be fine. 24 hours isn't, it's not bad.
I just want to make sure it's good. I'm going to do it on my birthday, March 28th, next month, at the end of the month.
Yeah.
So I'm just spending my whole birthday on Twitch.
Hey, it's fine. I ran 33 for mine.
Oh, yeah?
I spent the whole day running.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to do it. I think I got to have guests, and then I'm going to get a speaker and sleep in the stream room, and they can have sound alerts. It's just going to be rough.
I think you'll be fine. This is like your process whenever you get nervous of something. Yeah. You overthink about it, and then when you do, you're like, this is dope.
I think I overthink about it, and then I've thought about it so much that I'm fine.
Yeah, I know. So do your process. You'll be fine.
I don't know how people do 30 days.
I don't either. You just keep it on, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to dedicate a whole month to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of prep.
Yeah.
It really is that.
I have to go IRL for some of it because I can't just stay in the room.
Mm-hmm.
For 24 hours, so
yeah,
we're gonna see.
You have an IRL camera yet?
Nope, I'm going to get it after the stream tonight.
Oh, no way!
Yeah, I'm going to, because you got to get a different Samsung phone, and then you got to get a plan for it,
mm-hmm.
and then you got to get this IRL toolkit thing. So if your server drops, and then you got to get a Rode mic because just in case it's windy or something.
No, yeah.
Scary times.
What's your goal for Twitch and streaming? You have a goal by like the end of the year?
I don't know. I'm only a month in, so I don't know the whole, like, what's feasible, what's realistic.
Yeah. But, like, of what you know and what you want. Not numerical-wise, but just, like, I guess numerical-wise.
I would like to buy a house. So
there
we go. At least, I just want to make enough by the end of the year where I can afford a nice little house, nothing crazy for me and my fiance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I saw Sean Does Magic at the Cobra Kai event I went to. And he was like with his fiance.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, congratulations. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, you know what we said ever since we were on Spicy for that first time, like over a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
I was like, what? He's like, fiance.
No way.
We heard you say that and we loved it so much we used it all the way up until I engaged. Now we're fiance. No, I was like, I was like, nice, fiance.
Words are powerful, man. You'll see him tomorrow. He's coming. He's balling tomorrow too.
Oh, he is?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, we're playing basketball tomorrow. And I feel like I'm only gonna one game, I'm gonna be exhausted.
Yeah.
I haven't been working out at all. I haven't been running, I haven't done nothing except for streaming.
Dude, I invited as much as I could. It's like, yo, bring whoever, bring as many people as you can.
Yeah.
Because
we're gonna need at least 20 people.
Last time we played, there were only like 12 people.
Yeah.
And we just had to keep going. And we were there for 3 hours. Like, I can't do this. My body can't do this anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess we'll let you know how that goes on the next podcast. You know what else we got?
Belvita.
Something I'm super excited about is a producer.
Oh.
Yeah. We finally reached a level of our podcast where it's feasible that we need a producer.
Because it's been us for the past 5 episodes.
Yep.
We need someone to just find people for us.
Yeah.
And, like, schedule it.
We're gonna have, like, guests. We have, he's gonna upload the footage. He's gonna give us topics. He's gonna just structure.
That's cool.
We're just gonna have some more structure. Now, it's just been you and me just hanging out, chilling, catching up.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna have structure.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't had a guest in a while.
But we've been getting a lot of brand deals, which is great.
Yeah, we have.
It took, like, a year, but consistency is key. But good consistency.
Yeah.
That's the secret. Bad consistency. Nah.
Same with Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Streaming consistency is the, like, I was asking the chat and they were like, you're just so consistent. And they're like, you're just here. And like, it's, you just have reliable content. And I'm like, oh, what? And man, I still can't get over the fact that
they're old.
No, that we haven't, I've missed out on Twitch for so long. I didn't realize, like, on YouTube, on Instagram, TikTok, you say, oh yeah, the best community, best squad on YouTube.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You don't mean it.
You that's don't mean
what,
it?
That's just what you say. But then,
you didn't mean it the
no,
whole time?
I did not mean it. I what? Just, and that's what everybody was saying. But then when you go to Twitch, it's actually a community.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, I've never felt this sense of community before. Ever. Out of 20 years until I started doing Twitch. And I'm like, whoa, these are hardcore fans. These fans have been following me for over a decade. They've probably been waiting for me to freaking do a Twitch.
Wait, what do you mean you don't mean it? You have to clarify because people might get mad.
In the past, I would say we're the best squad on YouTube because everybody said that.
Yeah,
Logan
Paul
said that. Fuzzy said that.
It's just because it's like a phrase.
It's just what you say. Yeah,
yeah.
It's like, oh, got yeah, it, got let's it, got go. It. The best community. But there's no community like
Understood.
Twitch.
I was like, dang, you just offended your entire cuckoo
squad. I'm just telling
squad,
the truth.
Bro.
I'm telling the truth. I did not feel as close to my community as I do.
Yeah, yeah, because you actually like interact with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're there.
It's just I was so unaware of the Twitch community because like Twitch is not like, you go and then you can search for people, you know? Like, you have to know if they stream or not. Like, I don't know that. I only know probably, like, six people that stream.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, and then I found other people. I'm, oh, what? They stream? Oh, they've been streaming for, like, 7 years? How did I not know? I didn't even know the freaking Aaron streamed for a year.
Your brother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At my house that in Woodland Hills.
No way.
Didn't even know. Apparently... All my roommates did over COVID.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, the numbers were great. And I was like, I had no idea that's what you guys are doing.
Mm.
I thought we were all in our rooms watching anime. I didn't know that you were in your room streaming.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so.
It's okay. It's never too late. I mean, Twitch, I feel like Twitch is not even at its peak.
Yeah.
Because the website's kind of wonky.
Because mm-hmm.
it's hard to find people, like you said. Like, mm-hmm. the algorithm isn't as, like, nice as, like, YouTube. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, right there. It got recommended to this and that. It's usually, like, Twitch. It's like early YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
The highest viewers, people see. Because
mm-hmm.
it's like right there.
Mm-hmm.
And they promote that.
Yep.
So there has to be a way to hack it again.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, I think it's just a long game. I've watched a lot of, like realistic expectations for Twitch. And people were like, I guess like there was a leak back in the day where it was like years ago, but it got leaked what the top people were making.
Mm-hmm.
I guess like, I missed that news, but like it just got, and then that's when a huge wave of everybody's like, oh, I'm going to Twitch.
Oh.
Even just like people are like, I'm going to quit my job and do this
oh.
and make, and
what
get
year
that,
that
bag.
Was
I don't know.
Recently?
I think it was like 3 years ago, 4 years
oh,
ago.
That's recent.
Yeah. So it just spawned a huge wave of people trying to stream.
Yeah.
I didn't know how big Twitch was.
I knew of it.
I didn't know how big live streaming was.
You know, I was just, I honestly considered about doing it, but I didn't want to put the hours in because I was already doing guava juice. And then, you know, with all this free time, it really
imagine if
helps.
We, when we got back together, it was just Twitch. And all the videos we did, all the piercing videos, that was all. We just come to work, you and me, and then we stream for 8 hours.
Yeah.
And like separately.
But we wouldn't have, yeah. I mean, timeline's different because mm-hmm. we wouldn't have been appreciative of Twitch
mm-hmm.
if everything before that happened, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Be like, all right, bet. Mm, cool.
But that would have been crazy. They would have been like, dang, these are some high-end quality videos for for Twitch.
Yeah.
Like, this is a real show.
Oh, going live at like 1, you're talking about 1 p.m. with like the whole crew?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I mean, we just do the videos we did on Wasabi, but on the live. So like, yo, they're getting pierced today. Tomorrow they're doing this. They're on every day from Monday through Thursday.
Oh.
That would have been crazy.
That's cool. We did go live a couple times.
We did. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just...
it is what it is.
No dwell.
Mm.
No dwell. How are you... I saw you're trying to... I saw a stream that you're trying to figure yourself out.
Which one?
With your curse words.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I saw you did a curse word generator.
I did a curse word generator. It's like, hey, guys, we're all old. I'm just gonna, you know, break the ice.
Yeah.
So I pulled up a curse word generator and just said every single curse word that came up.
Mm-hmm.
Those are very rejuvenating.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I'm not, I mean, I do curse in the streams. That day, I cursed a lot. But yeah, if it comes out, it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Just like regular life. Like,
me
shit!
Too.
Like that.
I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever.
Shit, damn.
Like, we're all adults. I just asked you. Everybody's in their 20s, 30s.
Bro, I know, like 30s, man.
Yeah.
You can say, freak, man, damn it.
I'm like,
gosh darn it. Mm-hmm. Dag nabbit.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find my lane with the audience.
Because
I'm so used to the kid audience show. Mm-hmm. I'm just like trying to figure out what's a good balance. Of,
I think
like,
it's too ingrained much. In us to be like, if there's a camera on, family friendly.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I'm like, darn it. Who says darn it?
Shoot.
Yeah. So but, I just got to fight. I'm getting more comfortable. I'm getting more relaxed. Yeah.
I did buy a stripper pole, which I'm going to install. It came in finally because the chat wanted me to get a stripper pole. And you have to listen to chat all the time. You can't be like, no. So I didn't say no.
What are you going to do with it? I thought you were a gaming streamer.
I guess I'm a stripper gaming streamer now.
I'm a variety streamer. I just do everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I want to do...
I'm mainly gaming, but...
I want to do a lot of IRL.
You should.
Yeah.
I think you'll be good at it.
Yeah. Are you allowed to... Like, I just don't... I got to learn the rules where you can. Like, can I go to Disneyland or Universal in IRL?
I don't know.
Probably not on the roller coasters, but I bet you can.
I feel like that's your lane.
Yeah.
Right,
it's like daily vlogging.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I don't think you can do. You could be in the room all day, but I feel like you would get bored just being in the same spot all day.
Yeah, I definitely want to do both, and I want to freaking get to the point where I can hire a cameraman to follow me around.
Because
every time you see a streamer, they're not holding the camera.
Yeah, there's always somebody.
Yeah, and then they just like, yeah, that's the goal. By the end of the year, I want to be able to afford a camera guy whenever I need him.
You ever talk to Fuzi and like how he does his production stuff?
He sent me a whole list of like what I need.
Oh, no way.
It's only like five things.
Oh,
the IRL toolkit, the phone, a light, and then the Rode mic, and then one other thing I can't remember.
So, okay, for example, if I wanted to live stream the marathon, do I need the toolkit?
Yeah, so a toolkit is a website.
Oh.
That's what I said. When they told me, I was like, okay, cool, I'll get this toolkit. They're like, no, it's a website. Okay. So you join to a server so that if it does drop, your stream doesn't drop and you can get back on. And they said that happens. They said you can't IRL without it.
Okay.
So that way it just doesn't drop, which is good. I got to start doing that.
Yeah.
Even on like, I'm thinking about even like on the desktop still, just in case. But yeah, other than it's just like streaming where it's like, okay, you got to get the setup. But once you have the setup, it's easy.
Yeah.
It's like, let's go.
What I'm scared about with live streaming, like, what if someone, like, stalks you?
And they then will.
Just, like, shoot you.
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah.
I don't think that's happened yet.
I don't think so either. That's why whenever, like, Kai or Speed, like, travel, they always
bodyguards.
Bodyguards and stuff. So
I only have bodyguards in the Philippines.
Okay.
Other than that.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to live stream the marathon. I probably gave someone an idea. I'm not doing the marathon.
Oh. I thought he met another streamer. I was like, I'm sure, man. I'm sure it's fine, man. I'm sure that's happened before.
But yeah,
all right, cool.
Yeah,
you should run with your stripper pole.
That's heavy.
Just hold it. Yeah,
it's actually pretty heavy.
Is it? You already set it up?
I didn't set it up, but the package is heavy.
Yeah,
it's at least like 25 pounds.
I think the top and the bottom is what's heavy.
Oh,
you know, have you been on a stripper pole?
I have.
Yeah, you know the surprising thing about stripper poles?
They're slippery.
No, the bars spin.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the first time I got on one, I was like, what? I thought I was going to slide
like
around
a fire
it.
Pole,
but
right?
Yeah, I thought it was like a fire pole, but it actually spins, so it's easy. All you got to do is hold on. Yeah.
Dude, my stream next week will be funny.
I was like, I could never be a stripper because I can't just spin around that pole. Mm-hmm. But now that I know it spins, I could easily be a stripper.
Oh, yeah.
That's my next goal. If Twitch doesn't work out.
Stripper.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to practice at your house.
Okay.
I have to.
Yeah. Okay.
Who are your godparents gonna be for your kids, you think?
Who are my godparents?
Probably your brothers.
I'll probably spin a wheel.
Really?
Yeah.
On stream?
Yeah. On stream. All right, we're doing godparents.
Let's decide my kids' future.
Pablo!
I think mine will probably be, probably first one will be Aaron and Ronnie.
Yeah.
And the second one might be you. I don't know. Ooh. You're in the running. You're in the running.
Yeah. Probably. Probably my brothers first.
How many god kids can you have?
How many god kids? Infinite. As long as they trust you to instill whatever in them.
What if me and one of your siblings and Pat all make you a god kid and then we all go on a trip together and we perish?
That's a god trip, bro.
And then you have three kids.
Oh, you all perish? Holy crap, dude. Yeah, I have three kids. I'll take them. I'll take them. Why not?
And then how many kids do you want?
At least two.
So you're going to have five kids.
Well, let's freaking go. Okay. I don't mind, dude. I love kids, dude. Because on Thursday, they have three kids that came. It was so fun, bro.
Yeah.
It was so fun. Like, I'll show you like a video.
It's always fun when you're not the parent and you just play with the kid for a couple hours. It's fun.
I played with them for like 12 hours. It was tiring. But we have this vibration plate. You ever step on it? Like, brruh, brruh. Uh-huh. They love it, bro.
Oh, they're little.
I know.
Whose kids are those?
Pat's.
All of them?
Pat and Aaliyah, yeah.
What?
I know.
When did he have his first kid? I thought he only had one.
No, in the wedding, he had two. You and were holding one of them. Yeah, they're all boys.
I love holding kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't always know whose their parents are, but I'll hold them.
Yeah, during the wedding, the after party wedding, you were just holding a child. That's Pat's kid.
I love babies. JC just became a dad.
I know. I saw.
I can't believe I didn't know. He was just like, oh, yeah. I remember I was like, hey, man, you want to come do this thing? Or like we were supposed to like group stream with the boys. And then he had to bail.
Oh.
And I was like,
oh, because.
And he said, dude, I can't because. Like, this baby's coming any day now. And ooh. I was like, what? He's like, any second. I don't know when, but it's coming. And I was like, oh, what? And then a week later, he just posts about it. I'm like, whoa, I didn't even know Chelsea went to the hospital. I didn't know any of this. And then he posts about it. And then I was on stream, and they were like, yo, go to JC's stream to see his baby, baby Ro.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. So I went over there. As soon as I went over there, he handed off the baby. I was like, no. Dang it.
Baby.
So I saw a little bit, but yeah.
It's cool, man. I'm ready.
Whatever. I commented on his announcement Instagram post, and I was like, me and Alexis will babysit whatever you want. Yeah, we told him and Kian. We're like, wait. So Kian's kid is Coast. Uh-huh. JC's kid is Ro. So they're gonna row that coast, boy.
Ooh.
Yo.
Row the coaster.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Wait. So if we both named our kids and they had matching names, would you want Trunks or Goten? Trunks or Goten?
Trunks.
You think?
I like Trunks.
Okay, then my kid's gonna be Goten then.
Okay.
What about...
matching names. I thought the same names.
So. What about Naruto and Sasuke? Which one you want?
I would be Sasuke.
Yeah, I think that's a better one. Naruto's too... Everybody's gonna be like, oh, I like the character.
Yeah.
Sasuke, they'll be like, oh, that's Sasuke. Cool. That's Sasuke.
Trunks.
Okay, what else? What would be a One Piece?
Zoro or Luffy?
I mean, Luffy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zoro's cool. How about...
Zoro's cool.
Asta or Yuno?
Asta or Yuno?
You know me?
I would say... Yuno.
Yeah?
Because when people are like, oh, is he here yet? And I'm like, who? Yuno. Oh, yeah.
Asta manana, bro. I can't.
What about...
Who's a good pair? Barney or Baby Bop?
Barney.
Baby Bop.
No way. What about, let me think. What about...
Oh my God. I saw this. You ever watch Kids Next Door?
Yeah.
I saw this theory. Oh, you see that?
Yep.
You see that?
Yeah.
That was
I didn't watch it that heavily.
Me too.
But
I know what it was about.
Yeah.
I did. That's crazy. So,
are you going to say it?
Yeah. If I can remember, you can fill in the blanks. But there's this show on Cartoon Network called Kids Next Door. It's five kids and they... You know, do missions. They live in a treehouse. Super cool.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, it's just their imagination because the treehouse represents the hospital.
Yeah, Children's Hospital.
Children's Hospital. And those five kids are actually, like, terminally ill kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the very last episodes of Kids Next Door, number one had to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Number one, if you don't know number one, he's bald.
Yep.
He probably has cancer.
Yep.
And in the last episode, he said bye.
Mm-hmm.
And it just represents dying kids.
Yeah, and they said the bad people are the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And in one of the first episodes, number one, they were showing flashbacks. Number one, or the guy that left to the end, was like, they took my hair. So he blames the doctors for losing his hair because he's a kid. He doesn't know.
Oh, because that was the first day he lost. Oh,
and so that's just something. And there's just a bunch of little things. And I'm like, dang. And then they never really say where he's going. They just say he's going to a better place.
Yeah.
Or he's moving on.
That's crazy, man.
Whoa.
Oof.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Him or Mojo Jojo?
Mojo Jojo, bro. Yeah.
Oh, that's what you would name your kid?
Yeah. Mojo. Jojo. See, you say call him Jojo. Call him Mojo.
Him. How about he's him?
Oh, him.
Yup.
Him, come here.
Him.
Him.
Ayo. Him, go get hurt.
Dude, I am excited because I'm like a I like gadgets. I like looking for like top baby strollers, top, you know,
yeah,
like computer speakers, top best phone for this. So as soon as I have a child, I'm so scared. I'm going to like spend so much money on just like random gadgets for kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, top baby monitor thing. I always thought it was cool because Pat on Thursday, he had like a baby like monitor speaker where he could like see the kid and whatever. I'm like, dang, that's so cool. I can't wait for that, dude.
I'm going to microchip my kids.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can know where they are. Oh,
can you do that? Is that
you
real
can.
Cool?
You can.
Oh, I was just joking.
No, you can. You can. There's like an episode on Black Mirror. Have you seen Black Mirror?
Not whatever episode you're talking about.
Yeah, but anyways, the mom microchipped her daughter like when she was at birth. And then when she would turn into a teenager, she followed her daughter because her daughter said, I'm going to a friend's house, but she went to like a party.
And she didn't know that she was microchipped?
Nope.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, I forgot what happened, but like, the mom dies or the daughter dies somehow because they got in an accident. Anyways, you can if you want.
Okay.
you can microchip.
What do you think
choose.
About Captain America?
ZocDoc.
That's right. Excuses, excuses, excuses. That's me. Every time I get injured, I'm like, oh, it'll heal on its own. Oh, it's probably not that bad. I don't want to waste the doctor's time. And I got to book an appointment. But thanks to ZocDoc, you can make it easy. There's no reason to delay.
Absolutely. So after this podcast, I'm probably going to go and get ZocDoc and just get this neck pain out the way.
Because it's easy.
ZocDoc is easy. Not only ZocDoc is free, but you can get hooked up with the highest in-network doctors and easily and instantaneously book it.
Instantaneously, right, you say?
That's better than instant.
It's true. It's just, it's so true. It's funny.
Ow, my neck. I need ZocDoc. Last week, I booked an appointment for ZocDoc because of my heel pain.
Mm-hmm.
I got an appointment the same day.
Oh.
For my heel pain. Yeah, he literally, so I have this heel pain, and apparently I have plantar fasciitis, which is like inflamed like arches or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me a cortisone shot the same day in my heel. Yes.
Dang.
I was not expecting that.
It hurt?
It did hurt, and it wasn't. It couldn't have been possible without ZocDoc.
Yeah.
They feel better.
They did the freeze thing, right?
They before did. They froze did it, and then they stabbed it, and they go, I was like, ZocDoc, no!
Hey. But yeah, the freezing technique is dope. They did that for me when I hurt my elbow in boxing. They were like, the doctor was like, okay, here we go. I was like, oh, I'm so scared. And he said, psh, numbed it with some instant freeze thing, and then boom, didn't
it's
feel
crazy.
Anything. Didn't feel nothing.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah.
Ever.
That was awesome. You ever wake up with like some random pain?
Yeah, it's always back pain.
Yeah, back pain.
Yeah.
Always. Sometimes I wake up like my eyes are puffy. Sometimes I wake up and like my jaw hurts. Sometimes I wake up and my arm it's asleep.
Sure.
Like those are things I should probably get checked out.
You should.
Yeah.
You should.
And I didn't before ZocDoc. Oh. Now I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Oh, let me go. Oh, let me go. Because I don't heal as fast as I used to.
Nope.
I used to be Wolverine. But now, I'm just another superhero that doesn't heal.
Yeah, you're just a wombat.
Yeah, I'm just a wombat.
You're just a wombat. So do yourself a favor. Stop putting off these appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/SpicyFruit and book a high-rated doctor today.
That is ZocDoc.com/SpicyFruit. ZocDoc.com/SpicyFruit.
To instantaneously book a top-rated doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Do it!
Better than instant. What do you think about Captain America? You haven't seen it, right?
No.
Me either, but I heard...
Oh, the new one.
Yeah.
You heard bad things?
I mean, I heard it got like a 50 in Rotten Tomatoes, but then there's this other website that... I forgot what the website was called, but they rated it the lowest-ranking Marvel movie ever.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
It looked cool with the Red Hulk.
I think it's cool,
stuff.
But it's just you can't replace an iconic character like that.
Oh.
Like you can't just be like, "All right, we're going to change them now."
Do you think that's why it got bad ratings or is it bad writing or
I don't know. I know there's a lot of rewrites, but I don't know. I think because the whole Jonathan Majors thing, it kind of threw everything off. Because that was supposed to be the main villain. Now they have to rewrite this, rewrite that. And then they probably had a bunch of stuff in Captain America that was going to follow that plot line. But then they had to switch it all.
I didn't know that.
So, and I'm just not a fan of Anthony Mackie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's a realtor, you know that?
I didn't know that.
That's his main job.
I remember back in the day when he first joined, like, Marvel, he was in an interview, and every time he's in an interview, he just sounds so cocky and, like, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But then he started talking shit about YouTubers.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
You told me about
this. Yeah, he was like, oh, yeah, influencers think they can do what we do. They're just not on the same level. They can't. Like, I don't, they just, their egos are so big, they think they're the shit. And I was like, what? And I was like, why would you say that? And then, and then every interview I see with him, he's just cocky, or he's just like, I don't know. I think it's probably just that one instant that stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you, that's him, it's probably still the same. I'm glad I got 50. I'm not going to watch that movie.
you can't, they just freaking changed Captain America to somebody else, and after... Captain America was and Tony Stark were the main ones.
Yeah.
And then they just like, okay, we're just going to redo it, and we're just giving him a bunch of powers.
Dude, now Captain America. I can't wait for Doctor Doom. I can't wait for that one.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be crazy. Even Fantastic Four. I'm excited.
Really?
Yeah. And then also Superman Legacy. It's about to come out, I think, June or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or May. I don't know. And it's the first DC James Gunn movie.
Oh.
Since he left Guardians of the Galaxy, he's going over there. And... I mean, he's been over there, and this is the Blue Beetle came out under his reign, but I don't think that counts as like his movie.
Okay.
But this Superman one is going to be good, and the freaking Snyderverse, they made Superman so serious and so dark, like Batman, which doesn't make sense.
DC's always like that, though.
Yeah, they're always like that. No, because of Zack Snyder.
Oh.
Now it's not like that. Now James Gunn is there, and James Gunn, he produced the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
And he's all about pulling the heartstrings. And you know, at the end of Guardians actually, like, it was good, it was great. And then at the end, they just, like, everybody comes together and it's still comedy. I think that's what he's going to do. He's just a storyteller.
Yeah.
He's not going to just be like, oh, like
dark,
this. Yeah, dark.
Death,
like, oh,
dark.
Brooding.
Yeah.
Like, he's, because I think Zack Snyder was like, oh, he's too scared to be too close, like, similar to Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to be the dark, like, serious.
Yeah.
And then let Marvel do the comedy, action, whatever.
Yeah, but no one likes the dark stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's good for, like, a Batman movie.
Yeah,
not for Wonder Woman and Superman and Flash.
Okay, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you, though, like, I haven't really gone to the theaters. I haven't watched movies, like, recently.
I got to start doing that because I've been feeling bad because I've been streaming every day.
Yeah.
And I feel like I don't think I'm being a bad boyfriend, but I'm just not with her like I usually am at all times.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dang. So afterwards, I got to start... Like, I stream at 3 most of the time.
Yeah.
Get off at, like, 6 or 7, and then go to the movies or go to dinner or
you
something.
You have, like, time? Like, hangout time?
Yeah, we do before, and then she pops in and out of the stream a lot. And so I think it would just be nice to be like, oh, let's just go to the movies after. Yeah. Or let's, instead of laying in bed and watching anime like we always do every single day.
Yeah.
We just go to the movies, go get some boba, just catch up.
Doesn't have to be every day. Just, like, well, at least once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to a thing later, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's nice because...
I don't know what it is exactly.
It's like
Wong Fu's Boba?
Wong Fu's Boba Shop.
Opening or
it's like they're opening one in Hollywood.
Is that the one we're going to?
Yeah.
Okay,
going because like Monette got invited like personally herself. And that's like the first time
from
she got...
From who?
From Phil.
Oh, nice.
I was like, oh, okay, I'm down.
Okay, yeah, that's
usually
what I said.
Like the other side, the other way, like me getting invited to like stuff.
Yeah, and she
but
goes.
But then she's like, oh, yeah, I got invited. I'm like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, Alexis is like, hey, Mona and Roy are going to Wong Fu's boba thing. You want to go? I was like, yeah. When? Okay. So
probably after this.
I was like, okay, podcast, and then boba, and then stream.
Yeah. We're going to Cerritos later. You know where that is?
Ooh, yeah.
There's a lot of like Filipino food there. But
who's we? Just you and Mona?
And the parents.
Her parents.
Yeah, her parents.
Okay.
Yeah, my parents too.
Yeah.
You gotta get
your
used to that,
bro. Your parents are here too?
No.
Oh, your her parents are your parents. Okay.
You gotta get used to that, dude.
Yeah.
But they have like a friend there with Filipino food. But there's this one place called Pampanga Bakery. Wait, you're from Pampanga, right?
My mom is, yeah.
Yeah. There's a bakery there. They have turon, you know turon? With the fried banana thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called uncircumcised turon because... there's like a little foreskin that's like super long. It's like that leftover like wrap on the
turon. Good.
Yeah, it's like good.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have uncircumcised turon later.
Are you gonna eat it like that, or are you gonna circumcise it first?
I'll send you a video.
Okay.
I'm not gonna circumcise it with my teeth.
I mean after or before?
Before.
Okay.
But it's nice. Oh, you're gonna if you get married, you have to call Alex's dad now.
Yeah.
Is that going to be weird? I'm still not used to it myself.
That is odd because, okay, so it's my girlfriend. It's my wife's dad, but now he's my dad and my wife's dad. That's going to be, my brain is going to be like,
switch it, bro.
You got to flip a switch.
I'm still getting used to it. I haven't really called him dad yet. It's always been like pops or like.
What are you going
to
have daddy your kids angel. Call you?
Me?
Dad or daddy or
probably,
father?
Probably pa.
Pa?
Pops. Papa.
What about your grandkids?
Lord.
on my white side,
sure.
My country can Kentucky side, it's Papaw and Mamaw.
Uh-huh.
On my mom's side, Lolo and Lola.
Yeah.
And then the regular is Grandpa and Grandma.
Yeah.
And then in French, which is Alexis's grandparents, it's Pepe.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember the
Nana?
Other.
No.
Maybe, I don't know. I can't remember the grandma. But then on the other side, her Puerto Rican side, it's abuelita and abuelito.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, are we going to be Lito and Lita? Or are we going to be, I'm going to be like Papa? Or I was like, I want to be Papa. And she was like, well, I want to be Lita. And I was like, oh, cool.
So
we just kind of have different ones.
Yeah. Dang, dude, bro.
Yeah.
Can't wait for your wedding.
One day. I'm saving up for it right now.
Yeah, I know.
It's gonna happen.
Yep.
It's gonna happen.
You know what I'm excited for? Because, you know, the wedding was great, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wish we were like guests of our wedding. So
of your own wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. We might throw another one. Like renewal vow, whatever. But we just want, that was just a good day.
Yeah.
You know? But I think the closest to that day we can get potentially soon would be like a baby shower.
Oh,
like throwing like, you know, cool, like, you know, decorations and like people coming together.
Yeah.
I just like, you know, it's like a reunion.
Yeah. People I'm thinking about when those 9 months after you get pregnant, those 9 months are probably so long because you have something so precious about to happen. And you're like, oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
yeah.
probably the last month where you're waiting. You're like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Where's the baby?
Yeah.
And then it's just going to be stressful and take forever. It's gonna feel like it's taking forever. Like, I want this baby 9 months. Now.
Yeah,
9 months?
Now, but then you have 9 months of a I want to say ticking time bomb, but you have 9 months before you start getting busy. You won't be
that's
seen
just
for
like 9
month.
Months of preparation.
Yeah,
like I'm gonna do a 90 day or a 9 month stream.
Oh, no way.
Like, help me get this baby in college before he's even born. Let's go.
For me, I have 9 more months to golf or to run
before
I get too busy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, JC, I guess they had the baby. They came home, and then he titled his stream. He's like, Baby Ro is here. Last stream for a while.
Oh.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Because, like, especially, like, you when the baby comes home, you got to take the guy has to take over everything. Except for the feeding, you got and like whatever, like skin to skin stuff, like you have to take over everything. She just went through so much.
I know, bro. Yeah. Like birth, especially like if they get like, you know, like emergency C-section.
Yeah,
or whatever, they have to recover. That's brutal, bro.
Even without that, they gotta recover.
Yeah, brutal.
I'd be like, yo, I need like a month minimum to like just get used to it, like like situate my body to be like just me again.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
I
know.
I'm excited, bro.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty sure your mind's already been prepping for it.
Yeah.
Whenever it comes. So when it does happen, like, let's freaking go. I'm ready for this moment.
Yeah.
This is my moment.
Yeah. Somebody was like, somebody's like, I was on the topic of night nurses.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are like, no, I want to do it myself. No, I'm doing it. And then I'm like, dude, I'm fine with a night nurse, especially if it's just weekends.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool. I'm like, okay, I'll take them every night. And then on weekends, it's me and my wife's nights.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, I still have them in the day.
Yeah.
It's just at night, we have some help to recharge so we can be better parents over the weekdays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like the night nurse is going to be their mom or their dad or whatever.
And it's mostly when they're sleeping.
Yeah. They're just there just to make sure they're sleeping so you can rest.
Yeah.
You can have, you know, a little sense of normalcy, I guess.
Yeah. And I'll pay them a little extra and I'll make them wear my clothes and wear a face mask of my face.
Yeah.
So they don't even remember.
Yeah. I don't think it's a bad thing.
I don't think so
it's
either.
It's a bad thing if you use it all the time and rely on it. But
I could see how people think it's a bad thing because they're like, I want to be the best parent ever and I have to be there every single time, all the time. I'm like, nah, but
parents need a break.
Do you though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Oh man, I can't wait. I'm gonna
I wake up needing a new purpose.
Yeah. Well, mine is getting a house, getting married, and starting a family. Mm-hmm. So those, that is my focus right now. That's why I haven't missed one day on Twitch because I'm like, okay, let's go for real all day. Let's get it. Go, go, go.
Mine is selling this damn building. It's so hard to sell a building.
No offers?
Nope. Huh. It's different because it's industrial. Yeah. No one really needs an industrial building because I think ever since like the work from home thing happened, people don't need buildings anymore.
Yeah, so, I think we'll see. You gotta dip into the YouTube world because what else would people use this area for? Because it used to be sound booths, right?
A sound booth,
yeah. So it was like an audio place. Yeah. Now it's like very specific. It's like, oh, if you want this, you got to transform it. It's like a blank slate. Or if you're a YouTuber, it's great for that too.
Yeah. You know, either YouTubers or storage space, a good storage area.
You can't have people move in here, right?
Move, it's like,
probably illegal.
Living?
Yeah.
I don't know, actually. Maybe if they can.
How much would rent be, you think?
I don't know. Like 10K? If anyone needs like a place, maybe I shouldn't say the address.
Yeah, don't say the address, okay, but. Never mind.
Let me know.
If you
let
have
us
any
know.
Inquiries.
Yeah, any inquiries of a studio space.
What was it? business@guavajuice.com or something?
Yeah, business@guavajuice.com.
Oh, dang. I guessed that so well.
YouTubers, inspiring YouTubers. Come on.
It's a great place for YouTubers. If you're a YouTuber and you're looking to get a place, this is amazing. You got roof access. You got a lot of parking. You got security. You got a gate. You got conference room. Yep. You got a giant wide open room for any activities. Mm-hmm. You got... 2 bathrooms, a kitchen.
It's pretty good.
Wardrobe room, prop room. What, am I missing anything?
No, we have this podcast room will be here, but
you
have a room.
This will be the main office.
If you need a podcast, you can use this, I guess.
Unless you guys, somebody just wants to rent it out, and then we'll just keep this room, and you can have the rest of the
building. Sweet. That would be awesome. We'll give you a discount for sure.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, we'll just take one room, and you have the rest of the office.
Cool. So. We probably have one more podcast and then you have your cruise.
One more podcast with the producer, though. That's cool. And then I have my cruise. Yep.
Okay. Do you like cruises? Because last time I was on a cruise.
You didn't like it?
Oh, it got so dizzy, bro.
Really?
I get seasick. Even with like, I had like the motion sickness bands. I had like 2 of them and then like Dramamine. I still got dizzy.
I had that too, but I was fine. I'm worried about my mom, though. I feel like she's going to definitely experience that.
Oh, no way.
Yep.
Just make sure she gets a lot of Dramamine.
Yeah.
Is it all inclusive, like the food and stuff?
Yep. Yep. The drink package, everything. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
It's gonna be nice. I'm like, man, I hope I work out. Because they usually have a nice gym. I don't know what else they have. They have
what
a basketball
cruise is
court.
It? What brand?
Carnival Celebration.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what I want to do? I do want to do a cruise, but I can't because me and Monette, that's super sick. But if we do a cruise. I want to do the Alaska one.
Really?
Yeah.
I asked about that because Michael Alvarado, he said he worked on there for months.
Uh-huh.
And he said it's cool, it's just cold, and then it's mostly old people. Like, it's kind of like a bucket list thing that, because it's very calm. You're always wearing a jacket if you're on the deck. You're never like in the sun. There's no pool. So it's just kind of like more of a chill, like scenic one, which is cool, but you're just probably going to be the youngest.
You ever heard of the Super Cruises?
No.
Like when I get my lottery money, I'm going to get the, it's like 30K for like a month.
Yeah.
And then it's like in a super lavish ship, but it takes you like to all 7 countries.
Yeah. That's what, Isaac is doing. Ronnie's cousin.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. He, I think he just left and it starts in like Europe or something. Oh. And he's going to be on the ship for 30 days.
Oh.
I would do it if I could.
Yeah.
IRL, I would 100%.
Oh, that's a good subathon. Yeah.
I would definitely IRL. Yeah. If I could on a cruise ship and I had the best Wi-Fi ever, maybe I'll get Starlink or something.
Yeah, maybe.
That would be awesome. I'd be like, all right, guys, let's go. 30 days and go.
Go. That would be the best. You're not stuck in a room. You're, oh, that would be
just
sick,
stuck on a
bro.
Boat.
How about, would you live stream in space if you could?
Yeah, I would. The number one place I would IRL. If I like, whenever I get to that point in my life, it'll be Philippines.
Oh, true.
I just need the Twitch to take off so I can, even though she doesn't need it, Alexa doesn't need it. I want to take her. She met me right after like my crazy 20s where I was traveling everywhere and I was doing crazy stuff. I was going to the Philippines. I had bodyguards. I was going on adventures. I was just going anywhere and everywhere and just doing crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And then she met me after that. And I was like, dang it. I want to show her a whole new world.
Do you have energy for that again?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think, cause like, daily vlogging was tiring because you had to vlog, you had to think about what to do, you had to have your camera on you at all times, you had to turn it on, turn it off, you had to go hang out with people even if you didn't want to hang out with people, and then you had to go home, then you had to edit for hours, then you had to upload, and then you had to do this. You don't have to do that with live streaming.
No, you just go.
But
on,
I
go.
Do want to start a VOD channel. Do you have one?
No, I just kind of leave everything on YouTube.
Oh, you stream on YouTube and Twitch every time?
Yeah, I just every keep time? Everything. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're uploading every day on Guava Juice then?
Yeah, basically.
Ah, so it's a VOD channel.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I kind of just redo all the intros and then just re-edit it to have the YouTube format.
Yeah.
But I upload every day there.
Yeah, I think that's going to be one of my focuses when I get back from the cruise is get the VOD channel going because I got 30 days of videos now.
Mm-hmm.
Upload every single day. And then get the IRL going and then plan my freaking subathon.
Yeah. It'll be good. That's why I don't stream every day. As long as I have 7 videos set for the week, I'm like, all right, I'm chilling.
Yeah. I'm just like, this is like you said, like the kids are coming. The marriage is coming.
You gotta go.
I gotta go. Like I don't have a choice, but I also, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, God, let's go.
Yeah. I'm just chilling.
Yeah.
You have a hardcore purpose.
Yeah, I'm like,
and
motivated.
I'm about that. I'm all about that.
Yeah,
I'm rooting for you, brother.
I'm motivated. Let's go.
I know. All right, I'm gonna go play with my Raycons.
Okay, I'm gonna go stream.
Okay, we'll see you guys next week. Hope you enjoyed, and make sure to hydrate. That's really important. I haven't been doing that.
Okay,
bye.